A very well-experienced gem cutter used to work for a businessman who would cut and polish diamonds. He was very faithful to his work. Although that businessman was making fortune because of his experienced worker, but he would not pay him good salary. That gem cutter had spent all of his life working with this businessman, but yet he did not have that much of savings which he could use for the treatment of his child. One day, gem cutter requested his boss if he could borrow some money for the treatment of his child, but the rich businessman did not lend him money. Upset and sad, gem cutter returned home. He spent all his night while thinking, what would happen now? How would he arrange funds for his child's treatment? He took off next day. After that, when he went to work, he had a bag of cloth in his hands, which he opened in front of his boss. After looking at a precious diamond, the boss was surprised. The worker then explained the matter. He said, "Dear sir, we got this precious diamond in our inheritance. This belongs to our family, and we are not allowed to sell it. You can keep this as security of debt. I'll take it back when I repay your loan." The businessman agreed and gave him money. The gem cutter used that money for the treatment of his child. After that, he started working day and night in order to repay his loan, and finally he was able to do so. After paying the last installment of his loan, he demanded his diamond. The businessman brought the diamond and placed in front of him. The gem cutter took the diamond and put in water. All of a sudden, the diamond started dissolving and it diluted in water. Experienced gem cutter said, "Boss, it was a crystallized sugar lump which I had converted into precious diamond through my expertise to such an extent that the eyes of such a mature businessman were also deceived. You didn't listen to my humble request, and in result I had to choose this way. I'm faithful, that's why I did not run away, and paid back every single penny of loan. Alas, you did not recognize my worth, that's why I'm quitting this job." The worker made the boss sad and regretful. Dear children, it is a good deed to help the needy, and it also helps to remove the evil from society. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who removed difficulty from any of his Muslim brother, he is like as if he worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all his life."